time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Nikolai, you know what a mole is?
Mole? Permanent dark excrescence on the skin. Small burrowing mammal supposed to be blind. Stone pier, breakwater or causeway.
Mole? Or an agent. Planted in a selected country. Planted as a tree is planted to take root and grow. To take root and await orders. To wait, if necessary, for years.
Where will you send me to take root?
London. No need to look so confused. You've seen enough pictures and films of the city.
The reality is a little different. So much noise, so much dirt.
So little order. Yes, I agree with you. Still, make the best of it. From now on, this is your home. Close the window.
Imagine I won't stay here in this hotel, I mean.
Certainly not. Can you imagine how the finance people would fuss? No, you will have to get a flat. Mind it's nothing too pretentious, and you'll have to get a job. Anything in mind?
Well, I rather thought, since I am one, that I'd be an agent.
A joke?
No. A theatrical agent.
Theatre? You don't know anything about it.
Well, I could learn. Besides, I don't think a theatrical agent has to know a lot about the art of the stage.
Don't tell me what he has to know. I'm fully aware.
Well, it could provide a good cover, don't you think?
How much money will you need?
I shall have to rent an office and hire a secretary. Nothing else.
You can try. We'll keep our eye on you.
Mr. Nichols?
That's right. You're from the employment agency.
Yes. Said you were looking for a secretary.
I am.
What is this place, sir? Import-export?
Agency. Know anything about the business?
I don't know what you mean.
Stage, theatre, music hall.
Oh, that business. Not much.
You will. Lesson one, learn how to say no. Lesson two, learn who I want to see and who I don't.
No shorthand?
Oh, not so you notice. Okay, you're on ducks. 25 a week. Tomorrow morning, 10 sharp.
Not till 10?
You're in showbiz now, ducks. Hours 10 till whenever I say.
Nothing funny, mind.
You're not talent, ducks.
Number 156 Villiers Lane, third floor.
And the telephone number?
None as yet.
Contact?
Through me.
Comrade, there are doubts about this mole.
Tell them not to worry. I have every confidence in him.
I said to her, darling, if you're going to carry on like that, I am walking straight off the stage.
She'll never.
And of course, she just couldn't follow that. I mean to say, Jews aren't that easy to come by these days, are they?
So what happened? I mean, Nick only sent you after that job 2 weeks ago.
Well, there wasn't anything suitable. I mean, who does weekly rep these days?
Okay, well, I'll be seeing you.
See you, Nick. Bears in mind.
Don't I always?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes? Yes. I'm sorry, lad. Nothing today.
But you said...
You heard him.
Bad luck, lad. He's very choosy, isn't he? Picks his clients.
Oh, well. So long, Val.
Bye, love. Be good. Yes?
I've got an appointment with Mr. Nichols.
Oh, no use trying that line with Val. She's heard it too often.
At 10:30.
What name?
A duke.
Only duke, not prince.
Basil Duke.
Well, I'll, excuse me. Nick,
There's a blood hat.
You really have got one, haven't you? Appointment.
I really have.
Oh, yes.
Didn't I work with you in Coventry?
I don't think so.
Gaslight, special week.
I don't think so.
Righto, Nick. He'll see you, Mr. Duke.
Thank you. Good morning, Nick.
Oh, well, good to see you.
Any for that. I know your door's soundproof.
You've got something for me to do.
Oh, such a hurry. You've been here how long? Not much more than a year. You've established yourself very thoroughly. You're even making a success of your profession.
Not doing too badly.
Our masters are pleased with us.
I said it would work, didn't I, at the beginning?
And you were right. The extraordinary hours you keep are an advantage to us.
And the variety of my clientele helps too. After all, I get all sorts here. Who's to know if one of them has...
All right. In your squalid little sphere, you may be a power. With me, you remember your true identity.
Yes, comrade.
As it happens, I have instructions for you. A simple matter. A letter to collect. The address is in there. Memorize, then incinerate.
Learn and burn it. I'm sorry. Having collected the letter, what then?
You'll be informed.
Yes, Ducks.
Sorry to disturb you, Nick, but Miss Cannon's here.
Oh, sit her down. Give her a cup of tea. Tell her I'll be right there with her.
One of your more talented clients.
Oh, she's a winner. You should see her. And she can act.
I've no doubt. Very well. Well, thanks a lot, Nick. You'll keep in touch.
Will I? Trust me, Basil.
Oh, I do, Nick. I do.
The door just pops out, and then nothing.
Sorry, my darlings, that's a lot for today. Come in here.
Me?
What's she got then, Nick?
Talent, my boy, if you've ever heard the word. In my office, love.
Thank you. I brought some pictures, Mr. Nicholson.
I'm not interested, love. I can see what you look like. I've seen you on stage.
You have? When?
I thought that surprised you. Last week, Chichester.
Oh, in the Shakespeare?
That's right.
Oh, I was better in the show.
Beside the point. Now, I think you've got talent. With a bit of help, I think you could make a career. And it's not often I say that.
Oh, I suppose you wouldn't... I couldn't go on your books, could I?
Why do you think you're standing in my office? Come sit down, love. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I never went to drama school.
It's not a bad thing.
I started in weekly rep. Walk-ons mostly, small parts, stage managing. Then I went to Leatherhead. Nick, have you seen her write-ups?
Whose?
Lydia's. Fabulous.
Oh, she deserves them.
Oh, she was lovely, wasn't she? That last dress she
wore. Oh, you're a wonder, you know that. Ever since you've been here with me 4 years now, theatre's never stopped being a wonderland to you, has it?
I know there's a lot of rottenness goes on. But when nice people like Lydia get a break, well, then it is a wonderland. Oh, you want your letters?
Oh, they can wait. Wouldn't mind a clapper. Any messages?
Sir John's calling you back. Janet's sending you tickets for the National Theatre. Oh, and Mr. Duke says, can you meet him this evening at his place?
This evening?
That's what he said.
Oh, blast, I'd arranged to talk about Glenda's contract this evening.
Well, that was the message.
Okay, well, I'll have to leave Glenda till tomorrow.
Is Mr. Duke more important?
Well, yeah, in a way. It won't do Glenda any harm to wait. Right. Who have we got out there this morning?
Well,
I don't want to know. Better send them in, I suppose. Why this evening? What's the hurry this time? No hurry, probably.
Please to come in.
It's a nice evening. It's like rain.
This way.
You're late.
I was busy.
Busy?
In there.
Busy? When you're sent for?
I had people to see, things to do.
More important things than your real work.
This is my... Well, I was busy.
This time, we'll let the matter pass.
This time. Thank you.
But don't ever forget that you're an employee of the state. The state needs your talents, and when we send for you, you don't hesitate. You obey our summons.
Yes, comrade.
The task assigned to your comrade will be carried out on the 4th of next month.
The 4th? Sorry, no good. There's a new play opening at the...
Comrade, right. On the 4th of next month.
Yes, comrade.
Continue, Major.
In Newcastle upon Tyne, a man is to be killed.
You haven't forgotten how to kill, have you?
No.
It hasn't become distasteful to you.
I'm an employee of the state. I will do whatever is required of me.
Good. For a moment, I thought your loyalty was flagging. I'm glad to see you remember who you really are.
I suppose it isn't. I mean, couldn't I kill this person on the 5th? I don't want to miss the new play.
Nick, see you tomorrow.
No, you won't, Dux.
Why? Where are you off to?
Talent spotting, taking a trip up north.
Tomorrow? It's the opening night of that new play you wanted to see.
I'll have to go some other time.
They sent you tickets.
Some other time.
What's everyone going to think?
Well, it can't be helped.
You've never done that before, talent spotting, instead of a first night.
Well, I'm doing it now, Val, okay?
Well, I only thought...
Well, don't. I tell you what, you take the tickets. See the play. Tell me about it when I come back.
Well, someone's got to, that's for sure. And what do I tell Lydia?
Lydia?
You've forgotten. You said you'd arrange an audition at the Old Vic for her.
Oh, last did I had forgotten. Well, you better tell her well, there was a hitch.
I'll say. Listen, Nick, are you feeling all right?
Of course, I'm. Well, just a bit tired.
I've noticed before. Every time that Basil Duke's here, or there's a message from him... You go all funny.
Nonsense.
No, it's not. Every time.
Ah, it's nothing to do with him. I'm tired, like I said. Well, you never know. A quick trip to Newcastle might set me up. Give me a new lease of life. I'll be back on the 5th. Alpha, here.
Yes?
Got something for you. Present from Mother, comrade. Mother Russia. Oh, my dear, I'm sorry I had to be away last week.
Oh, that's all right, Nick. You've got dozens of clients on your books. I don't expect preferential treatment.
I'll tell you something, you deserve it. You're going to go far, my darling, with your looks and your talent plus my help. You're going to be a star.
You really think so?
I know so. Oh. Now, Old Vic audition, Friday morning. Don't be late.
What time?
10 here. I'll take you there.
You don't have to. I know the way.
Darling, I'm not having my clients doing auditions without me there.
All right, Nick.
Next week, Monday, you're up for that movie in Spain. You don't want the part, but show willing.
Don't I want it?
That's not good enough. Two lines. You're after bigger stuff.
Wouldn't it be a good thing if I was in the film? Working with stars, I mean?
They're not stars, darling. They're has-beens. You want to be in a movie, easy money. That's what you think?
They pay awfully well.
When it's a part I think you should audition for, I'll tell you. Meantime, you trust me.
Oh, I do, Nick. I do.
That's my girl. All right, Friday 10. Oh, wear something classy. Yes?
Call for you, Nick. Get through.
Good morning.
Oh, hello there. How have you been?
Satisfied. Very satisfied.
Good. Glad to hear it.
And happy to know that instructions were carried out so efficiently.
Oh, we aim to please our clients, you know. That's our motto.
As long as you know it.
You'll be round this way soon.
Who can say?
Another client.
What? Yes.
I hope they're as grateful to you as I am.
So do I.
What?
I mean, yes, so do I. The way I slave for you lot, beyond before my time, I will. Now get out of here, darling. There's hundreds of them waiting outside to see me.
Yes, Nick.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Nick.
Grateful. That chance of that. It's them being ungrateful that worries me.
Orders have arrived.
Oh, yes? Let me see them.
Here, comrade.
Yes. A large undertaking, this will be.
We shall need more than one agent.
Possibly. Get Nick on the phone, will you?
From here. An open line.
Of course.
Nichols Agency. Can I help you?
Here, give it to me.
Val, is that you?
Mr. Duke.
Clever girl. Is the boss in?
Sorry.
Oh, he's out?
Afraid so.
Oh, dear. Any good asking him to ring me when he gets in?
If you like. Won't be till tomorrow.
I see. All right, Isabel. Tell him... ask him to ring me tomorrow, will you? Thanks. Why? He's not there.
Where is he going?
I don't know. But you are going to find out.
He's been away.
Yes, I know that much.
With a girl. They went to Paris.
And they're back?
Yes, he's in his flat. Want me to talk to him?
No. Leave it. Now listen to me. This is an important assignment. If he fails this one, then we have to terminate our connection with extreme prejudice.
Uh-huh.
If that becomes necessary, then it will be your task.
Uh-huh.
However, he's done some good work for us in the past. Let's hope he won't let us down now. Oh, good heavens, don't look so depressed. It may never happen.
Isn't it wonderful? Oh, aren't you excited?
I don't know whether I'm on my head or my heels. I can't believe it.
Well, you'd better, darling. The star rehearsal's 2 weeks from now. Oh. Open in Liverpool, play Manchester, Bournemouth, Bristol. Open in the West End in June.
Oh, darling, you got me the part. You and Val.
You deserve it, Lydia. Honest, you do.
Starring part in the West End play? Well, 2 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it possible.
2 years ago, Nick wasn't your agent.
It's all his doing.
I said you had talent, didn't I? First time you came in here, said you could be a star. And mind you, getting this part doesn't mean you're a star. You've got to work hard. Behave nicely to the leading lady. Keep away from the leading man. Not that you're his sort. Do what the director tells you.
I've worked till I'm blue in the face.
That'd look pretty funny on opening night.
I'm sorry. Want me to send out for some champagne?
That's the first sensible thing you've said in years, Val.
Nick, you're a marvel.
Lydia, my darling, you're the marvel. You're going to play that part beautifully, and when you open here in London, I'm going to be the proudest old agent you ever knew.
Oh. Nick, I love you.
Dear darling, well, I'll tell you something. I love you.
Honestly, I owe my whole career to you. The teleseries, the movies, the old Vic, my whole career.
Don't let me down now.
I won't. Oh, you're going to be so proud of me. You'll see.
In June, comrade. And it won't be a simple matter, because, as you know, the London police are increasingly vigilant.
June?
Yes. As yet, the date isn't known.
But when we know, so will you.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to say.
You mean you drag me away from my office, away from my work, just to tell me there's something on, but you don't know when? Ruddy cheek.
Comrade!
That's all right. Put your gun away.
Yes, comrade.
Nick, I had occasion to speak to you once before on the same subject. Your work is what I give you to do.
Yes, I know it is, but all the
same... Therefore, when I summon you, you leave whatever you're doing and you come here.
That's what I did.
Never mind if your office is full of people. Never mind if New York's on the phone or Dame Edith Evans is talking to you. We are more important.
I know.
Nick, when we set this operation up, you were one of the best agents we've ever had in London.
I still am.
But you're making the mistake of becoming too engrossed in your cover. Too immersed in your public life. It's got to stop.
This new assignment is vital, comrade. Make a mistake with this one and...
Threatening me?
No, of course not. Advising you. That's all.
You sent her a telegram, didn't you?
Of course.
We'll get the Liverpool papers tomorrow. See what they thought of her.
Nothing but praise all along the line.
Wait till she opens here, then we'll know.
Thursday, Nick, at 11 p.m.
Thursday? No. This time I won't do it. Thursday? Lydia's opening night? No way. Beautiful, darling.
I wanted it to be all right.
Oh, you're perfect. We'll get the morning papers as soon as they're out on the streets. I'll love you like tonight's audience did.
Oh, I do love you, big darling.
There he is. With her.
Yes. I see him.
Pity. He used to be so reliable. Well, you know what to do, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Said I'd make you a star, didn't I, Lydia?
When I give interviews, I always say I owe everything to the agent of my life. To you,
to you, Lydia.
There he is, in his bedroom.
Yes.
Coming across to the window. Good. Opening the curtains. Gazing at the moon. Gazing at a picture. A perfect target. Ready? Now. Perfect shot. Well done. You're a star in more ways than one, Comrade Lydia.
Yes.
You're not crying, are you?
No.
I should hope not.
Bye, my darling.
The 11th Hour this week was written and produced by Michael McCabe.